Hi everybody. Really, really delighted to be here and sort of share my application. This journey focuses a bit more about Alan, about the importance of listening and being able to capture the voice, but right at the front of early intervention. There's so much going on at the other end, which is fantastic for the children, shall we say, that's too late, that's already had these mental health disorders and issues and the problems they're facing. But what I wanted to be able to do was to be able to change a culture and suddenly put a stop and a support mechanism in place to listen to children, young people, to adolescents, and to effectively adults. Because if we don't break that trend of people suffering in silence, then we're always going to be suffering with all of the problems and the issues further down the line. So what is Toot Toot, first of all? It's the first reporting platform and app. It can be used on any device, anywhere in the world, and it's specific to education currently, but I'll come on to that further down the line. Where did this come from? I think it's important to share my story with you initially and then go through some of the key highlights today and give you a quick demonstration of the platform. In a small primary school, from year 3 to year 6 in Essex, I was bullied very, very heavily. Physically bullied, verbally bullied. To start with, it was name-calling, the minor issues, the problems that were faced. But unfortunately, to the worst end, if you will, I suffered from that. And there was two key issues for me. One, I wasn't confident to speak up. So there was no way I was going to go and tell a teacher about the problems I was facing. So that was my first problem. And the second issue was, I knew that there was teachers. I loved a lot of my teachers, but I didn't know who to go and tell about my problems. I didn't want to put the burden onto them. And of course, didn't want to tell my parents, because as a young lad, that was a failing on my part. I felt a victim and a worry, and that would put pressure onto them. I thought, fantastic, secondary school is going to come around the corner. I can leave all those problems away, lose all those friends, peers, and it will be okay. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And moving into secondary school, a large school of 2,000 students, a sports excellent college, the same two problems occurred. Who on earth do I now tell in this horrible place of transition? And how do I speak up and say I've got a problem? And how do I do it away from my peer groups and my friends? Because they're with me every single day. I can't break this cycle. Verbal bullying and physical bullying turned into cyberbullying. So no longer could I go home at 3 o'clock and think, fantastic, I can hide in my room, I can pretend to be okay. My phone would go, my school computer that I took home would go, the notifications would ping on the different applications, Bebo and MySpace of the time. There was no escape. I used Childline, absolutely fantastic service. I can't advocate that enough when I go into schools. But from that young age, I identified a key failing, is that they failed to complete the loop. You ring up Childline as a child and you say, I've got a problem in my school, and they give you this fantastic counsel through the evening. You feel great, you go to sleep, and then you go back to the same environment and the problem happens again and again and again. And there is no way in which you can break that cycle if you're not confident to do so. I was fortunate to move from Essex to Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, where I live now, and became head boy of my high school in 2008. And on that year, I was asked, what did I want to be able to achieve? And it was simply to give children, young people a voice. I didn't care how, I just wanted to allow them and support them to speak up. So we created some of the first peer mentoring schemes, getting senior students in schools in the secondary school of Berwick Academy trained up to help the primary schools, the middle schools, and the secondary school younger children to come to a room and to report any of their issues or concerns that they may have. And that was a fantastic success. And we won a National Rotarian Award in 2008 for services to anti-bullying. Left school, thought, brilliant, I've done something good in the world. And that was it. And went to University of Edinburgh. And 2 years later, got a phone call from my head teacher saying, what I've achieved today has been fantastic. But there's now two key problems. The face-to-face reporting mechanism can be broken very easily if an aggressor, if a person in the school causing the problem, realises that that's the safe haven to hang out in. The door itself becomes a physical barrier to entry. So once again, our children can't speak up when they want to. And the second thing he said to me was, what on earth is Instagram, Yik Yak, direct messaging and all of these bloody platforms that are causing my parents to shout at me and my children to be distressed because of the problems they're facing? We're living in a world of technology and we have to support and deal with these issues. I don't know what to do. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'm at university, lots of time on my hands. I'll find you an app. I worked very hard, of course. Lots of time on my hand. And I thought, I'm going to find an app, a platform, give it to you as a school and you can support your children. And I realised at that point that there wasn't a platform or an app that was particularly safe and secure to use. Schools were giving children an email address to report to an open box. That's all well and good because it's technology and you can report through. But the dangers were, what happens if that child is in need? What happens if they say, I don't want to be here anymore? where's the fail-safe? How can you trace back that report that came through? So I met a very clever chap at school the year below me called Kieran Ennis, my co-founder, who's put all the development behind the scenes. And we set on a journey. We wanted to create a platform that would support children and young people. But I was just one child with a bullying problem, shall we say. But around the world, globally, children face many different issues every single day, as we know. And to name a few, bullying, mental health, cyberbullying, the suicide rate, child sex exploitation. In the UK alone, there's 8.2 million children that attend over 29,000 educational settings, from primary schools, nurseries, up to colleges and universities. And currently, a key fact is 16,000 of those children skip school every single day because of one of these issues that's affecting them. The biggest challenge of all currently is being able to report it, is having the confidence to speak up. If that problem festers and festers and festers, it goes from being a question, a worry, a concern, to being put in front of cams, to having a serious concern to deal with, and unfortunately becoming one of the statistics of suicide at the worst case scenario. And what I identified was face-to-face is absolutely the most important way that children and young people of all ages should be able to speak up. And Childline support services at the other end are equally important to keep funding and supporting to grow. But what was happening in the middle? Where was the gap in the middle being filled? If children and young people are on their phones 9 hours of the day and on the computers most of the time learning, where's the reporting mechanism to do so? We consulted with children within Northumberland when we developed the app in primary schools and secondary schools. And what became very, very apparent was that every child who drew the diagram knew exactly who was available, but it was how you could report, and that's what we focused on. And so to the solution, we developed a really easy to use platform that every child in a school, in a college, in a university is given a username and password. They can report their message straight to their individual educational setting, and that notifies the relevant staff member, the counsellor, the DSL, anybody in that setting that can support that child. What it's not doing is taking over your responsibilities. It's just an alternative channel to get somebody to speak up. Once they've used the platform, fantastic, forget about it. Get them back in front of you face to face to support the young people that are having the issues. It's just an early intervention, raising awareness. We've got a number of different features, but I'll give you a quick, just for time, the basic operating model so you can kind of see and get the gist of what it is. We've got the student function, where any student can report a concern through. We have a staff function, where counsellors can record any face-to-face conversations for chronology to start to build up the evidence. And we also have introduced a parent function, which allows parents to be able to communicate into their school with a concern that they may or may not have about their children. The most recent feature that we're developing is called Tutmood. One of the key facts we want to do is be able to reach special educational needs children, and also to be able to identify the emotional well-being within schools and educational settings to allow them through emojis to identify whether they feel happy or sad, which will allow you to then put the appropriate support in place. But in terms of the pupil voice function, super simple. Every student, young person is given a username and password, and they can literally report anything, whatever they want to. An example might be, Terry's bullying me on Facebook, but the key feature that we also developed into this platform to speed up resolution was you can attach any evidence. So you can screenshot that Facebook message, that WhatsApp message. Whatever's causing you the problem or the worry, the concern, you can provide all the information and evidence right at the start to your staff within school or colleges to support that. Once you click send as a child, that then sends a notification directly to the staff. Once that message comes in, the idea being how quickly can you get that person back in front of you face to face to support them. What's really powerful about this system, and Hannah and Jay are going to talk about this later on, is how you can start to bring in peer mentoring and how you can bring in other support services. So a number of schools actually link through the reassign button to their school staff nurses, being able to link to the relevant support they need. If there's a CAMS worker that's linked to a number of schools, a staff member can reassign a case directly to that person, that support network. So it's bringing all of the services together to provide really quick resolution. You can then reveal the identity, you can reply to the student, and you can also resolve the case. And what we realised was that actually being able to track and trend reports is just as important as getting an individual report that's in order of text. And in terms of resolution, it might be, for example, that a child reports a single problem of bullying or an issue at home. You can see the identity of the individual report that comes through, but as these reports start to build up in an educational setting, you can start to identify the trends that are affecting the young people in that place. So how many cases of bullying are we having in the school? Is there even bullying right now? No, it's an issue of racism. It's just concerns after school. You can start to identify the problems that happen. And once that's resolved, that can save on a dashboard. So it can allow you to identify the trends, the time of the reports, the category of the reports, to put the relevant support networks in place to start to make evidence-based decisions. The key features include confidential reporting. When young people, adolescents, when they trust the system and they know that there'll be a resolution and report at the other end, a reply, they feel confident to do so. So what happens is you change a culture from the scary whistleblowing word to being able to communicate any of your concerns. People want to report. And by wanting to report, you do it right at the start. You ask the questions rather than provide the evidence. And by asking the questions early, you can provide fast resolution. Staff can support what's happening. Modern interface, safe and secure. Young people deal with applications and platforms every single day. It's just a modern way, next to your Facebook, next to your Twitter, next to your platform, to be able to interact. Some of you might sit in the room and say, well, this wouldn't be used for primary schools. We have children young as 5 years old that log into applications and report through this platform because they can. They try and swipe their TVs at home because that's all that they know. It's crazy, as we know. And it's only going to get younger and younger and younger as we adopt technology in educational settings. And if we can start to work with these children as young as 5 years old, to put the key messages in place, to get them to speak up, then hopefully we can start to reduce the facts, the awful facts that are happening. And so to date, the impact. 3 years ago, I started on a journey to help one child in one school. We have now over 700 schools that are using the platform and over 200 on a waiting list to come on board. We have 220,000 children that are registered and 14,000 staff members that have been trained in educational settings to be able to respond and reply to these cases. Of those 220,000 children, there's been 21,000 reports to date. And if I take you back to that mental health stat of 1 in 10 children suffer from a mental health problem, it's kind of scary that the same stats actually fall through this platform, that 1 in 10 children are reporting across the platform. What we realised is that not just being able to track from a school's point of view, a college's point of view individually the issues, but from a UK-wide approach, can we start to support government and bring in early intervention measures? Can we start to identify the key trending reports that are coming through? So we can see across those 21,000 reports that friendship issues, behaviour and bullying are the three trending topics. Now from our point of view, that's fantastic because we class them as early intervention questions. If that said mental health, suicide and radicalisation, I'd be quite concerned really because we're not doing the job, we're not getting the support into the schools at the right end. And we're even able to support schools and be able to identify the time in which the report comes in. Sometimes it's not what the report is written is important, it's when it's reported. One of our worst cases and case studies to date was a year four boy in a small primary school in Cheshire that reported high at 4 a.m. on a Monday morning. When the staff member went into school, because children are fully aware that all messages were picked up in the school time, that's how it works, the staff member said, why did you use Tutu? And what do you mean by high? I'm a bit concerned at 4 a.m. Well, I couldn't tell my parents because unfortunately it was 2 years worth of CSE that went through court, so I couldn't tell them. I couldn't tell my friends because that's just embarrassing. And when we launched the platform, you said, if I can't come and speak to you face to face, I can put it on Tutu. And that was after 2 weeks of it being in place. As well as being able to track the trends and the time to support to increase early resolution, we can start to also identify the geolocation of the reports. So what becomes really, really powerful is you can start to understand the trends of where the issue is happening. So looking from an area approach, looking from a government approach, all this money is being spent in certain areas in the hope that we're going to make an intervention. But actually, right now, I can tell you in the UK, you can see the key reporting trends, racism and bullying, the general trends that are coming through. When we started this journey, as I mentioned before, we wanted to help one child in a school make a difference. We thought that would be it. To date, we've helped 220,000 children. And when we received this report a few months ago from this case study, it made us realise that actually it's not about usage. It's not about a platform that needs to be used every single day. It's absolutely, if you can help and support and get underground and reach a child or a young person that's in need, then the system has done its job. I really need to speak to you because lately I've been thinking about life and how I just hate mine and how I just want to die. That was a year six girl that reported that message to a school. The important part of that was she was a high achiever and wasn't on any register in terms of any concerns. It appeared to be the exam stress. and she literally couldn't take the pressure that her parents were putting onto her to get her SAT exams correct. And putting that into a context of a college or a university with exam stress, the same issues happen every single day. In terms of a school case study, I'll leave that to Hannah and Jade, but just some key highlights. When I met with Hannah, she was very, very clear that every school has issues. If they say they haven't got bullying or mental health problems, then they're quite frankly, they're lying, because there's an issue in every single school. But what we can't do is reach the vulnerable children. We know they're there, but how can we reach out to support them? And after 3 years, at that point, Hannah had 61 cases that came through the platform and helped 61 of her children that she may not have been able to do so. And from a local authority point of view, when you start to bring educational settings together, going back to the evidence-based decisions, you can start to put some real support in place. The Director of Children's Services, James Winterbottom, has rolled Tutu out to 47 of his 131 schools and is pledged to roll out to all of them. Why was that important for him? Because he's able to start to identify the key trends that are happening in Wigan in all of his educational settings to be able to bring in the relevant units and put the correct funding in place to provide support right back into the heart, into the primary schools and secondary schools, of where hopefully these issues can be resolved. Where are we today? We've won a number of key awards in the last couple of years, Best Educational Product and Service, and we're also supported by the Department for Education as one of their 9 priorities for Justin Greening's prevention of bullying and mental health issues. And we're currently funded for 300 school pilot, which is being evaluated at present. In terms of our school growth, a little bit about the media, the news, and the need, really. You can clearly see that there's been a huge demand as a result of children needing a voice and staff recognising this needs to be in place. Our ambassador is Will Meller, 2 pints of lager, packet of crisps, the actor. He's a fantastic guy. His 2 children have been racially bullied for a couple of years, and he'd heard about Tutu and said, "Can I make a video for you in one of my schools to raise the awareness of what Tutu is?" So we'll play that quickly.
We want our children to feel safe and secure from the moment they enter the school gates to the moment they leave at the end of the day. Simply closing the school gates ain't enough anymore. Bullying, wherever its form, can creep through locked doors, down telephone lines, and through the internet. So, how do we protect our children? A friendly face at the door, a listening ear at the end of the phone, an email so they can report their concerns. What if they're scared? What if they don't have the confidence to report their concerns in case of repercussions? What if it's something that's happening at home? What they need is something they can trust. Something safe. Something simple and straightforward. Something they know will make a difference. What they need is Tutu.
And so if we look at the educational market to date, we calculate there to be just over 29,000 schools, colleges and universities across the UK. The blue dots represent the schools that we're currently in, but the red dots represent all of the children that absolutely need something in place to help support them to speak up, whether that be a worry box in a classroom, whether that be an email address or a platform such as Tutu. It's important that that safeguarding tool belt of face-to-face reporting, childline, other services and something in the middle is completed to ensure that anybody can speak up when they need to. And so to the future. We realise that if we can start to help children and young people in the educational setting, can we support children and young people in sport? So we've developed Toot Toot Sport to start to support with the issues that are happening in sport. So there's another video that we'll play for you quickly as well.
Tutu Sport is a digital listening and safeguarding platform that allows members to report any issues directly to their club. Simply by using the app on their mobile phone, tablet or computer, members can report absolutely anything from injuries to training schedules to general feedback or perhaps more sinister, more concerning problems such as abuse, violence, doping or bullying, to name just a few. This isn't just about grassroots. Look at the high profile elite end of sport, the horror caused by the football abuse scandal. British Swimming, British Canoeing are 2 governing bodies who've addressed various issues. There are many former riders of British Cycling who've talked about a culture of fear UK Sports Chief Executive Liz Nicholas described these controversies as a wake-up call for sport. The British sport at the top level is said to have neglected duty of care. Can we guarantee we haven't done the same? There are 21.3 million people playing sport UK-wide within 151,000 sports clubs. Toot Toot Sport is designed for players, members, welfare officers and clubs. It's your support system at all levels of the game. Every single club, just like this one, has a responsibility to safeguard and listen to members. So are we doing our bit? Bullying, gossip and violence by a sports person's peers can damage the individual's experience, creating an unpleasant, destructive, or poisonous atmosphere. Other than face-to-face, there's currently no platform in place for members to report issues directly to their club or teams. 63% of members don't even know who their welfare officer is. Young people have multiple worries when it comes to issues they face in sport. On a really serious note, the number of recorded sexual offences against children in the UK has increased over the last year, with bullying, pressure, racism and sexism also high on the agenda. Toot Toot Sport is there for you to support and protect your members.
So just a quick snippet about how that works and how that falls in, because from what I believe it, I think all of these issues drive the effects of anybody's mental health issues. Looking at some of the key facts that we probably read about every single day, which are awful and unfortunately becoming the norm in the news, that we almost turn the pages over now because there's so much of it. The football child sex abuse scandal. All of these problems that are affecting our children every single day. In terms of what we're trying to achieve, we're just trying to get the early intervention to give the voice, another avenue to be able to allow people to speak up when they want to. But at the same time of sport and education, we realised that coming onto the family scene of mental health and wellbeing, that actually, we can all be bullied in the workplace. So we're also wanting to launch Toot Toot Workplace, because if parents, if staff wellbeing aren't able to speak up and report their concerns, then how can they be happy at work and how can they be happy at home? And if you as parents and workers aren't happy in what you do, that's going to fall back into the home and not going to allow you to sort of support the children that you want to work with and your children going forwards. So my closing comments for the presentation is simply around whether you're within education, whether you're in a sports club, whether you're just a parent, have a look at how young people can speak up in that setting and just check to see what's there. It's absolutely not the silver bullet. But hopefully through Hannah and Jade, you'll hear about some of the great experiences that they've had coming forward. So thank you very much.